It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable or in need. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have a returning guest organization joining us. It is Planned Parenthood, also locally known as Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and the Hawaiian Islands. There are a lot of services they offer for both men and women that you're probably unaware of, especially invaluable for those without other resources in times of crisis. And certainly an unplanned pregnancy is both a time of crisis and vulnerability. A returning guest we are pleased to see on a visit from the Great Northwest, in fact, the CEO, Chris Charbonneau. Chris, welcome back. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome. What do you think are some of the services, because I think people know what the obvious services are with PP, but what are some of the other things that people may be unaware of that might surprise them that are there for both men and women?
Well, I think people know that we do all the contraceptive methods and the head-to-toe health care that goes with that. They may not realize that we also check for and treat all the sexually transmitted diseases or infections. And we have just, I think we talked about in your last show, begun hormone care for transsexual folks, so gender-affirming hormone care.
When it comes to people taking advantage of health screenings or stuff like that that you're talking about, are there costs for people to take advantage of this?
We have a variety of funding sources, including Title 10, the nation's family planning program, and Medicaid. People with insurance can, of course, come to Planned Parenthood. And then we do a sliding fee scale for people who don't have any other way to pay. So if you don't have any money, we'll still see you no matter what.
If you were to say, who in the community could use the services or think about dropping in? Because you're there because you want to help vulnerable people.
That's right.
The thing. You guys are so passionate about what you do. So thinking about vulnerable people or people out in the community who know folks in need, talk directly to them. Who should think about coming in to the Planned Parenthood?
Literally anyone, Dave. Homeless folks should definitely think about coming in. They have reproductive health needs. There is a certain amount of sexual assault that goes on in displaced people because they don't have necessarily always safe places to go. We want to be able to take care of people that have had that happen or before that happens. We want to see people who don't have any money or wondering how in the world they'd arrange this. Come on in, talk to us, let us help you figure that out.
How do you guys get the funding, in addition to people's donations, how do you get funding to support this kind of outreach?
Well, we are funded by the nation's family planning program, as I said, Title 10, and that is about $350,000 a year in Hawaii for just Planned Parenthood. So we need to see people with that money, and we need people to know that they're welcome to come in so that we can make the best possible use of those funds.
So that's federal funding you're talking about. Is there any city, county, state kind of funding too?
No, we don't have any kind of Hawaii state family planning program, although we have been talking about that with the state here and had some good results. In the event that the federal government manages to destroy the federal family planning program, it's a threat the Trump administration is currently making against Planned Parenthood and other providers. If they succeed in doing that, the state of Hawaii is standing by to be helpful.
Oh, and then in terms of being helpful, how do women who are in need of your services, who are in crisis and really have a concern about their reproductive health needs and they're not on Oahu, how do they get help?
We have clinics both on Maui and Oahu, and we talk to people everywhere. We have telemedicine available. So if you just need birth control or you just need to talk to somebody and make sure it's okay, download the Planned Parenthood Direct app for free on your telephone and tap into it and let us talk with you. If you have something we can handle, we can drop ship you supplies and that kind of thing over the internet. We can do sexually transmitted disease screening and then figure out whether you have an issue and then generally talk to people about how it is that we can make their needs be met.
If they're on Kauai, let's say, or the Big Island, and they need to have an abortion, what's going to happen?
We generally do a lot of flying of people from those islands to either Oahu or Maui.
So that's what you guys would do?
That's right.
If that woman had no other resources, you pick up the cost of that?
We fundraise for that so that we have people donate miles. We have people doing all kinds of things in order to make it possible for people to move. What we don't want people to say is, I don't know how I would do this, so I'm just going to sit at home and let the chips fall where they may. Please call us so that we can help you in the event you're in a situation like that.
So you guys have some new stuff in the works, and I've been hearing about a new location, a new house, I guess it's described as. And so fill us in, what's happening?
The King Street Health Center for Planned Parenthood, it's been here for years and years and years, is simply too small for us. We have outgrown it. So we purchased a building on 839 South Baritania. We are in the process of remodeling it. So it is the most state-of-the-art, the most sophisticated Planned Parenthood in the country.
Wow.
And we are going to open it in February.
That is something else. So, and that's just because, what, there's no other new ones anywhere else? Hawaii just lucks out that we've got
Well, you're the newest. And so whichever is the newest is the one that gets the most attention. And, of course, for a city the size of Honolulu, you have to really lay down with a very serious health center. So this health center will have 8 rooms in it for us to be providing care simultaneously.
And before we get to ways that people can support you guys by donating or other ways to help out your cause, sometimes there are misconceptions regarding your efforts, or maybe that sometimes you think, I wish that so-and-so didn't say that in the media because that's not accurate, or you've read something and you felt a driving need to want to correct it or address it. Is there anything like that you want to throw out there?
Well, of course. I think a lot of people, because of the politics, when they hear about Planned Parenthood, think about the abortion services we offer. And we're very pleased that we do that. And we know that that's life-saving for people and that that's very important. But it represents about 3% of what we do. We do a huge amount of contraception, basic health care, head-to-toe physicals, a lot of preventative care. We are able to find a lot of problems that would become cervical cancer if they were ignored. But because we catch them early, that's not a problem. Frankly, even if you went in, you've never been in for a pap smear and you went in and it was problematic, it's one of the easier things to fix. But you have to fix it before it goes wrong. So we'd urge anyone to come in for that basic head-to-toe health care, breast exams, anything like that. We can help find things early so that people can go on to live long and productive lives.
Was that for all genders? Or
that's for all genders. We see men, too. And a lot of men have never had an exam. Some of that freaks them out. Around school time, we do a lot of sports physicals for kids so that they get a feeling of being in for Planned Parenthood. Doesn't have to be scary. They get to know the people a little bit. If you've got questions about anything, come on in, and we'll see you.
So it's a wide range of services on a sliding scale offered to men and women.
That's right.
In need. In terms of people supporting you guys, obviously people can donate to the organization. Do you have volunteers?
We have some volunteers. As you might imagine, the laws about that have become more strict over the years. I wouldn't be allowed to do what I started doing volunteering 30 years ago anymore. But yes, we do. We have a lot of people who help us in the legislature. They do booths at county fairs, markets, a variety of places where we do outreach to get people information about Planned Parenthood and tell people what's going on. And we'd love help with that if people are interested in doing that kind of thing.
Here is how to get in touch with the organization. You go to plannedparenthood.org and then you enter your zip code for local services.
That's right.
You can send an email if you have questions or concerns, pp.info@ppgnhi.org. I will have that at our website. You can call them toll-free, 800-769-0045, or locally, 589-1149. At our website, you can get the full interview, the radio feature, all of their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Anything that we left out that you want to get out there?
We are just delighted to be here in Hawaii, opening up something that we hope will be a resource for the community for the next 50 years. And thank you, everybody in Hawaii, for the wonderful welcome and great support.
It's Chris Charbonneau, CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaiian Islands. Thanks for supporting the folks who are in need, no doubt. Having an unplanned pregnancy is having a pregnancy is really something you want to plan, it seems like, and it makes a lot of sense. It's such a dramatic thing to happen in somebody's life. And so on behalf of all the folks that are in crisis and you're trying to help them and get something stable and to ease their really serious concerns, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Dave.